would you call us off of that phone?
Off.
Let's see, you people used to put molasses or lard in a, it used to be stored in a,
in a bucket.
Well, or you, if you were packing china to move somewhere, you pack it in a
bag.
What about a smaller thing than a barrel, just like it, that you would keep?
It's a keg.
Okay. And did you ever know of, oh, a long time back, a place in a general store that molasses or lard would be displayed on? Or
let me see. Maybe on a counter.
Okay. What about if you're trying to pour a liquid into a bottle with an air neck? Do you have to use a what?
Funnel.
Okay. And if you wanted to make the horse go, you might crack a
whip.
Okay. And or you might do what to the horse?
Oh, you're riding the horse.
Well, I mean, you
you're driving.
Instead of the,
you might whip the horse.
Yeah. Okay. And if you went to the grocery store and got some oranges, the grocer would put them in a what?
He'd put them in a sack.
Okay. What would it be made of?
It would be made of brown paper.
Okay. And he might put them, if you bought 100 pounds of potatoes or so, they'd be in a what?
I think you're looking for croak sack, aren't you?
Okay, yeah, whatever, or whatever equivalent. Okay, but that would, what,
well,
you,
if
you'd
it's,
still call it that, wouldn't you?
If it's the, brown mesh material.
Yeah.
I think my grocer would probably bag things now, because the little boys who do that are called bag boys. But that's another matter.
That's
or
me,
is it?
Bag.
Mm-hmm.
What about the, you have a word for the amount of corn that might be milled at one time?
Let's see, it would be a milling, for one thing. Oh, it might be expressed as how many bushels.
Okay. Then what about a partial load of wood?
A partial load? I don't know a word for a partial load. I know that you measure wood by cords, and you speak of how many cords of wood.
Okay. What about, the amount that you could carry in.